And today on our Tales of Agriculture, we're with Becky Sawyer from A&B Cattle. Becky, thank you for joining us. I've known you for quite some time, and I know there's a lot of people out there that have known you and A&B Cattle for a long time, and I appreciate you coming on and just looking for a little bit of history on what's going on, how things maybe started, and where you are now.
Cody, thanks so much for having me. Yes, we have known each other for quite a while, haven't we? So, you know, as far as the history of our place, it's a little different than some of the other ranch families in this area. Our history wasn't necessarily tied to the land. It was tied to the Angus cattle. And Arlen's grandfather, so it would be Adam's great-grandfather, got his membership in the American Angus Association on December 24th, 1919. So in 2020, we celebrated 100 years of raising Angus cattle in the Sawyer family. Before Arlen passed in 2019, he made sure that our oldest grandson, Augustus, received his grandpa's lifetime membership to the American Angus Association. And if you have a lifetime membership, you can transfer it one time. And so the one time was to Augustus. So I hope he'll appreciate that as time goes on. You know, there's a lot of history in the family that has to do with just raising Angus cattle. The family originated at Howard, South Dakota. They didn't homestead the place, but they bought a homesteaded place like a year later. And so that's where Arlen actually originally came from. When we were young, we both went to college at South Dakota State University, and that's where we met and decided to get married. And his dad and grandpa were already on the place at Howard, so we kind of struck out on our own. Arlen got a job down here working for a big operator at Bassett, and we did that for 7 years, and then we ran some cattle for some other people for 7 years. And in the early 1990s, we decided we'd start A&B Cattle, and we'd been building up cows during that process. In fact, one of our foundation cows came from his dad in South Dakota, so it meant a lot to his family that we continued with Angus cattle all those years. You know, we started with very little, but kept adding on, and thankful that we were able to do that over the years.
How important is it to the family to keep that family tradition going?
You know, I think it's really important, and I think Adam is the fourth generation, and his boys will be the fifth generation, and he's really expressed that it's important to him. I know that it was very important for Arlen to make the 100 years, you know, and we were recognized by the American Angus Association for a century award for that. That was just so important to him that he was the only one in his family that has continued on in ag and in agriculture. And so same way with Adam, and actually my daughter Jessica is still involved with the operation too. You know, that these kids are still so tied to Angus cattle and agriculture, I think it's a wonderful thing. So, and I think it's important them to continue on. So I hope in the future they'll be able to do that.
And in the cattle industry, it takes hard work, a lot of work. And how do you think you go about preparing yourself, the next generation, also to take care of what you've built up?
Well, I think we didn't have many choices when we were young. We just had to work hard, you know. I think persistence is probably the number one thing, is, you know, because there's tough years in this in ag and the beef industry. And we've all, you know, everybody that lives in your listening area is well aware of that. I mean, we got highs and lows and prices and everything else. And so you know, the mental fortitude and the persistence it takes to keep on going some days, it takes a lot out of a body. But I think the kids growing up in that atmosphere, they realize that it's hard work. They know what it takes. And I think that's why Adam has been able to, you know, step into some pretty big shoes but keep on going, because he had a pretty good notion of what it was going to take to hold everything together and, you know, and keep keep going forward. So
we talk about the Century Award. You're also awarded the Legacy Award. Tell us a little bit about that.
Arlen and I were very honored to have been inducted into the Angus Heritage Foundation in November of 22. A very nice ceremony in Salt Lake City. I owe it all to the kids and all the other mentors and breeders that we've known over the years for us receiving that award. I was very pleased that Arlen was the one to be recognized there, and I just felt like I tagged along, but he had really dedicated himself to Angus cattle and breeding Angus cattle, and he was like on the American Angus Association Board of Directors for 6 years, and you know, I was served in the state association and a lot of groups like that. He was president of Fight Angus Beef for a year, and so you know, he really, it wasn't so much a dedication on our part, but it was an enjoyment of being in the breed and with the other breeders and all the things we learned. So it's hard to take credit for the induction into the Heritage Foundation when I believe other people contributed, you know, a lot more than we did.
Coming out this January, I did see where the Angus Association said coming up in May of this year will be 150 years of the Angus breed.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Started with Mr. Grant, who brought Angus cattle to a place in Kansas. And I think there are some existing herds yet that still go back all the way 150 years, too. So that's really quite something.
Well, you don't go back that far, but you have the A&B cattle annual bull sale coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Our annual bull sales, the same first Thursday in April. We've been doing that for a number of years. Be at the ranch and south of Bassett. And one thing that we've changed in the last year is we start adding some females to our bull sale, and they were really well received last year, so we're excited to try to provide some really top-end females out of our herd, something we haven't been known to do in the past, you know, but we want to offer them, and then we'll also have a nice set of commercial heifers, too, to offer. So as well as the bulls, we'll have our usual 125 yearling bulls and about 40 fall coming two-year-old bulls on the sale.
Well, Becky, I appreciate it. I know there was a story to be told, and I tell you what, it's National Agriculture Week, and just a great way for me to kick off National Ag Week, highlighting you and A&B cattle.
Well, I certainly appreciate it and wish everybody well in agriculture. I'm hoping for a spring, a warming trend here pretty soon, and I hope everybody has plenty of grass this year for all their operations.